Bill Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Boy, here's a terribly sad story. The granddaughter of Police Chief Bernard C. Parks, he is the chief of police in Los Angeles, was shot to death as she drove away from a fast food restaurant in South Central. Did we find out what the name of that restaurant was? Did we find out the name of that restaurant, guys? Hey, did we find out the name of this restaurant that she got shot driving away from? And it was a Popeye's Fried Chicken. The attacker apparently was aiming for a male passenger who escaped injury. She was in the wrong place at the wrong time, according to police. Boy, that's rough. Lori Gonzalez, 20, shot several times by the gunman who walked up and opened fire on the car in the driveway of a Popeye's Fried Chicken stand. There it is. And she is the granddaughter of the chief of police. This is part six in our 18-part series, Violence in America. On the line with us is Mavis Leonard, who is a school teacher from Bellflower, California. She is a teacher, or a retired teacher, I should say, at Joyful Union Middle School in Bellflower. And you've seen a lot of young people, successful and unsuccessful, try to negotiate these tough times in their lives, Ms. Leonard. What causes this?
Well, Phil, I will tell you that I have been a school teacher in my life for 43 years. And I will see this from the perspective of African American. I really believe that in order for black people, and I want to address now the entire African American community, but I think that for black people to overcome the stereotype, they must stop acting within the stereotype.
And now, what do you mean by stereotype?
Well, Phil, every piece of fried chicken that is that down-home Popeye fried chicken takes us closer, I believe, to a return to some form of slavery. And I will tell you that here we go again with fried chicken. It's a destructive stereotype. Black people are going to get shot, and they may die, but they can't do it at a fried chicken joint in South Central Los Angeles, because all that does is play into a stereotype.
And well, when you say the stereotype, are you talking about the chicken stereotype?
I'm talking about a fried chicken, yeah, or the Popeye fried chicken. Because what you have are young...
Well, I mean, people, you know, everybody goes to fast food joints, okay?
No, Phil, hear me out, please, because my heart is heavy tonight for all the young people out there who put themselves in harm's way. Black people are going to get shot. Black people are going to die. But we need to do it someplace where that wouldn't, someplace that does not scream out, poor, dumb Negro. And you know, Phil, fried chicken has got to keep our people down, and it's going to be the one thing that drives our people back to slavery quicker than the Ku Klux Klan. If you're going to get greased, why not at Olive Garden or Whole Foods or Starbucks? And that's what I really think. A child who, I'll tell you something now, that it's just terrible to pick up this child getting shot at Popeye's.
And are you worried about the fried chicken stereotype?
I am. It's a young black person who died picking up some greasy eight-piece meal, two sides and a soft drink. And I'll tell you, our people right now, in my opinion, degrade themselves by eating what I call trash can chicken as opposed to something maybe white man chicken.
Well, when you say trash can chicken, I can tell you that I worked for a time in Orlando on a construction crew. Most of the guys in that crew were black, and there was a place we used to eat at.
Uh-huh.
And it was a chicken place down in the downtown Orlando. It was very good. And
yeah, you're going down there with those brothers and eating that chicken with a half loaf of white bread shoved in it, right?
Well, but we're talking about a young lady who was shot by gang members.
Yeah, and where did she get shot? She got shot at a Popeye's fried chicken. I think we have to overcome a stereotype. And I recommend to all, everyone who would, in other words, when you go down to the Popeye's fried chicken, you are begging for it. The white man, and you get greased down there?
All right, if I'm black and I get shot at a...
Well, hold on for a minute.
No, you hold on. If I'm black and I get shot at a Popeye's fried chicken, you're saying that there is a stereotype that's being reinforced. Yes, I agree with you. I mean, it's unfortunate, but it's true. However, that still does not, that doesn't do anything towards solving the overall problem of crime.
Well, I think, number one, Phil, the violence that exists in the urban center is always going to be terrible. But why does a young black woman have to go out and get iced while she's picking up an 8-piece at Popeyes? Well, you could be a Colonel Sanders fried chicken. I recommend a Kookaroo. Now, a lot of people who have asked me about that say, Kookaroo, I have a lot of homosexuals that go there, and black people do not yet get along with homosexuals. You know that there is a homophobia in the black community.
And I'm aware of that, yes. I'm aware that there seems to be. In fact, Spike Lee dealt with that in his Get on the Bus film.
You know, you are an educated man. You're a good man, Phil, but I wish you'd stop playing the white man trying to be understanding, okay?
Well, I'm sorry. I mean, he dealt with that issue in his film.
Well, I'm talking about
homophobia among black men, right?
Yeah, that's right. But
well, okay, I just was saying that he referenced that.
Well, I am speaking more directly to how black people can, number one, break down the stereotype of eating trash can chicken. That's number one. And also come to terms with homosexuals. We could break down the walls of prejudice and go to Kookaroo and eat that, instead of eating that trash can Popeye chicken, we'll make love for our gay brothers and sisters. We wouldn't be getting shot up at that, all of Popeye. And we wouldn't be getting shot up. So that's what I'm...
All right, so if you stay away from Popeye's fried chicken, you're not going to get shot up, and people won't say, there goes the stereotype of a black guy. But if you're still eating chicken...
No, but the Kookaroo.
So all right, so Kookaroo is different from Popeye's.
Yes, it is.
Well, I don't know why we're concentrating on this when we're... But you're talking about a stereotype.
A stereotype among young black people getting shot up over the trash can chicken joint. And I'm getting tired of Popeye and all this extra spicy. You go on in and get an 8-piece on a drive-thru in South Central, man, you are begging for people to say, there goes a dumb Negro. There goes one more dumb Negro getting an eight-piece in South Central. I hate it. I hate it so very much.
Let me give the phone number out here. 1-800-449-8686. Mavis Leonard's retired school teacher from Bellflower, who is on about the stereotype of blacks and chicken. We're talking about the granddaughter of Bernard Parks, who's the chief of police of Los Angeles, was shot driving away from a Popeye's fried chicken.
I tell you right now, you have buy a Kevlar vest. If you're young and black in certain parts of this town, and the last thing you want to do is be young and black and be pulling away from Popeye fried chicken or churches with the extra spicy gravy with the peppers in it, and you got an 8-piece, forget about it.
Well, you know, there's other foods that people use as a...
But you heard what I said about...
Yeah, I'm hearing what you're saying. You're saying that black folks ought to eat at Kookaroo because there's a lot of gay people there, so on the one hand, they won't be stereotyped with the greasy fried chicken thing, and they'll meet more gay people.
And they'll get along with gay people, that's right.
And I don't know whether Kookaroo, what you're saying about Kookaroo is true.
I'll tell you right now, it's true.
Hey, Craig, you hang out at Kookaroo. Are there a lot of gay people in there? Really? He's nodding his head.
That's right. You go in there, at watermelon, fried chicken, hush puppy, okra, peanut, collard green, boiled cabbage. There are foods that will lead us right to the end of a gun. Right to the very end of a gun. Okra and collard greens. These are all stereotypical foods, Phil. And as a school teacher, I know that I want my people not to play into that stereotype.
All right, Mavis, our number 1-800-449-8686. Let me just tell you where I possibly agree with you. There are stereotypes. We all live with them among all races of people, and the stereotype among black people that has persisted is the fried chicken. It's offensive, it's degrading, and it is used generally to put down. I don't know that...
Well, now, wait a minute. Here's where I disagree with you. That is a stereotype, that's right, but what's that child doing coming out of a Popeye fried chicken?
She went to get some fried chicken.
There you go. Now she is a granddaughter of the chief of police. And that's a young lady who is aware of the stereotype and still went out and got herself some trash can chicken.
And when you say trash can chicken, are you saying...
I'm talking about that typical southern grease pit chicken. That stuff is extra spicy, and you get a side of okra. That kind of trash can soul food chicken, and that child knew that, and she went and got it anyway. Shame on her.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, West Palm Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. West Palm Beach, hello.
Oh, hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I was just listening to this woman who certainly may have some idea of the topic that you're talking about, but if she does, she certainly is not addressing it. I don't see what it has to do with violence among young blacks or blacks in general to be talking about stereotypes of fried chicken.
For example, on Friday last week, about
10 miles away from where I live, there was a young black boy, a middle schooler, who shot a white teacher.
Was that in Lake Worth? Can you hear me? Was that in Lake Worth?
That was in Lake Worth.
Yes, ma'am. We know about that.
Right. But did that child go to a chicken joint?
And I just don't understand why you have this lady on talking about stereotypes among black people and chickens.
Right, Mavis, what about the stereotype?
Because the stereotype is destructive among young people, and I think that if we are to break free of a stereotype, I don't need a white lady like you calling up and saying, for instance, if that boy had shot that man after eating fried chicken, had that child had chicken?
It would never have occurred to me to say anything about chicken.
But that's something we have to avoid. I do not want young black people at all put in a position of being stereotyped.
I think that you're obsessing over a fact that is so inconsequential.
This kid who shot the teacher, okay?
Had a child, had chicken. That's all I'm asking.
No, he had been sick.
How you know? You don't know.
How do I know he hadn't had chicken?
Do you know if that child...
I'm pretty well read on the topic, and there was nothing about chicken in the newspaper.
Had a child come from a fried chicken dinner?
That's
all I'm trying to say, because if that child had...
All right, let's say that little boy went home, had fried chicken, and went and shot the teacher.
Then that's a stereotype that we do not need. That's a stereotype that people are going to play into. And think of that. There goes a chicken-eating black boy shooting his teacher.
Bill, I just think that you're trying to talk about a topic that is important, and that this lady is getting you so off point. She's addressing
a stereotype about this young granddaughter of Bernard Parks getting shot, leaving a Popeye.
There you go again, black people eating chicken. Now you got a boy down there eating chicken. You have the people out here eating chicken. That's all I'm saying.
But it doesn't have anything to do with violence among blacks. It's
not a cause of violence.
But it plays in a stereotype.
It plays into the stereotype. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Mavis Leonard, retired middle school teacher, on the line. And we could certainly, if you'd like, bring in the subject of the teacher who was shot last week in South Florida. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about the granddaughter of the L.A. Chief of Police, Bernard Parks, shot to death as she drove away from a Popeye's fried chicken stand in South Central L.A. This is, according to Ms. Leonard, a stereotype. Black folks, chicken, gunplay. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Okay, Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. What is that, Mavis?
That's harmonica. I play harmonica, and I sing in the Joyful Union Congregation choir.
All right, now we're talking to Mavis Leonard. She is a middle school, retired middle school teacher. The shooting of a young woman, the granddaughter of L.A. Police Chief Bernard Parks, outside of a Popeye's Fried Chicken. Also, that young boy who shot the teacher in South Florida. You're talking about violence among young black people and the fried chicken stereotype, right?
Phil, I think that is so wrong to play into a stereotype. That's all I'm saying. And for a young woman like that to get herself shot outside of Popeye, to me, is wrong. That's why if we are going to get the stereotype...
Well, you're talking about where black people ought to eat chicken. Kookaroo as opposed to Popeye. But the violence question is still out there.
And I think it leads to violence if you play into those stereotypes.
So you think there's a direct correlation between this woman getting shot and that little boy shooting that teacher and fried chicken?
I think there's a direct correlation, yeah, between the stereotype. I'll tell you a song. I write songs for my Joyful Union choir. And
well, what are you going to do, sing here? Because we got some phone calls to take.
All right. I just wanted to, this is a song that we do for our choir.
Well, we'll hear your song in a minute. I need to take some calls, okay?
All right, sir. I just...
Yeah, we'll hear your song in a minute. I need to take some phone calls. Riviera Beach, Florida, on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
Very good, ma'am.
I was listening to the retired school teacher, and I mean, with all respect, I don't understand why we're talking about fried chicken when someone has lost their life.
Well,
that has nothing to do with this young lady losing her life. She didn't go there to be killed.
Well,
nor did the teacher go to school to be killed.
That's right.
Okay, and so, I mean, we need to think about other ways of trying to stop violence instead of spending our time on the radio talking about fried chicken.
Well, don't you know we have got to stop violence among young black people, too, you know. And
I believe we do need to stop violence among young black people. That's why I work with young black people. But the point I'm trying to make is you're spending time talking about chicken when this young lady has lost her life. I don't believe that is respectful.
But darling, don't you know?
That's not even respectful. She got herself killed. She didn't go there to get killed.
But why was she hanging around? Why was
she
hanging around on a chicken?
She only went there to pick up some chicken. She could have got killed anywhere.
But she went. But yeah,
so
there you go.
So you're spending all this valuable time talking about chicken.
But there you go, a young black woman.
Yes, I am a black woman and very proud of it.
There she is.
But I would not waste anyone's time talking about chicken.
But why she got to go and get killed at a fried chicken place?
So she got killed there. What has that got to do with the violence in America?
That plays in a stereotype about chicken and black folks.
That didn't play into a stereotype. She got killed there.
Can I do the song, Phil?
Well, the ladies...
Well, why do you want to talk about a song? You need to be talking about ways of stopping violence among black Americans.
I believe in our Lord and Savior. That's absolutely right.
They're talking about chicken.
I am trying to say, sister,
I can't believe you're a retired school teacher and you're talking about chicken.
I'll tell you right now, I taught school for 43 years. And I
well, that's great. I think that's a wonderful occupation.
But I would tell you something.
That's a great profession.
All young black
people.
That has
nothing to do with a young lady who got shot.
That's right.
Accidentally.
That's right.
While she was purchasing some chicken.
That's
the part that bothers
me. You're talking about
they leaving there with 8 pieces of chicken and all this craziness.
I can't believe
you're spending time like that.
I don't want no trash can chicken no more.
No, wait a minute. Wait. Are you going to start singing?
I want to see the sister that she's laughing now. That's what I want her to do. I want her to laugh.
Phil,
wait a second. I don't want to hear the song. Do you want to do your song, right?
I just want to tell a sister how very much I care about our young black people. I have worked in a black community all my life.
I don't believe you
I
care.
Have raised, I'll tell you now, I raised 6 children. I have 9 grandchildren.
Yeah, and
listen
I got
to
grandkids,
this.
Too. But
I would give more respect
to the fact that the young lady lost her life, to the fact that the teacher lost his life.
I don't want no trash can chicken no more.
We need to control the guns.
We're not worried about the chicken.
Anyone could have fried that chicken and smoked that grass.
You wind up with a cap
crazy.
In your ass. I don't want that fried chicken no more.
Don't eat the fried chicken anymore. And what do you mean you'll wind up with a cap in your ass? What kind of comment is that with regard to...
Phil, we have a problem with violence among young black people in our community. It is unprecedented.
I can't believe you said that.
If you wind up with a cap in your ass, I'm talking to young people now.
You're not talking to young people. You're talking to yourself. No decent young person would even
myself.
Pay any attention to you.
You think I'm some babbling old woman, is that
yeah,
it?
Yeah, they would think that.
You think
they
I'm
definitely
a,
would think
and
that.
And what do you think?
I think that, too.
You think I'm a babbling old woman.
I think that, too.
And I got 43 years of my life.
I think you got in some juice, and it's not doing you well.
Why do you think the lady's drunk? I mean, look, you're concentrating more on...
She thinks I'm drunk. She doesn't understand I gave 43 years of my life to
Why are you spending time talking about chicken instead of... making suggestions about gun control.
I said, I don't want no trash can chicken. You fry that chicken and smoke.
And
but
how
the
we
last
can help
line.
Them stop doing drugs.
But the last
That's
line is.
That's what we should be talking
you say
about.
Say fry
not
that
about
chicken,
chicken.
Fry that chicken and smoke that grass. You wind up with a cap in your ass. And I think that tells the young people, they're eating that fried chicken. And
that's not what's killing them, though. That's not what's killing people. Hold on, please. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. I got to get my stuff together. Excuse me. I've got notes from other hours here that we're going to do. 1-800-449-8686. Mavis Leonard, retired school teacher on the line. She's a middle school teacher, retired. 40 years at a middle school, huh, Mavis?
Yes, that's right.
40 years.
Yes, that's right. At all that time, all I ever try to do is make young people understand that they have a duty to society in general, you know, to uphold a society. And then you see them all frying up the chicken and everything. To me, that's just not right.
And what, frying chicken isn't right? But
no, getting shot outside a fried chicken stand. That's a crime. And I will tell you, in a lot of ways, I think that a person should be prosecuted, you know, even more like concurrent life sentences if you shoot a black man near a chicken stand, because then you are compounding the crime.
Because you're playing into the stereotype.
That's correct, yeah.
All right, here is San Antonio on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Well, what are they doing in the house?
Hello,
they're
ma'am.
They're supposed to be outside.
You're...
Hello?
Are you on the air, ma'am, or are you talking to me?
Yes.
Yes, you're on the air. Who are you speaking, having another
this
conversation?
Is, San Antonio,
lady,
and I just want to say
that woman sounded really crazy.
This lady, if she is an indication of our of a school teacher, we're in sad trouble. And
well,
from
I
what
tell you
I'm
right
getting,
now, I happen to love children, and I have always taught them if you're going to get shot, that you don't want to play.
What you're saying is, if you're going to get shot, go somewhere like Starbucks or some elitist white place, and it's okay. It's better.
Is that
if
what you're saying?
You're going to be shot.
Is that what you're saying?
Shot there.
I'm telling this lady, I don't know if you're black or white, but I will tell you, as a black man, it's better for you to get shot at Kukuru.
Well, who wants to be shot
at
all? Who's planning on being shot, no matter where you go?
Well, that's right. That's a very intelligent thing. But I would say to you, ma'am, you live in San Antonio?
Yes.
Where? I would ask you, where would you like to be shot? Not that I want you to be shot.
I don't want to be shot at all. And the whole point to this is that we want to be able to go anywhere, black, white, yellow, whatever, and go anywhere that we choose to go and hope that we and know that we're not going to be shot or be subject to some sort of violence.
Well,
and that's the whole point here, is that we need to address what
let me ask,
stop the violence.
Exactly. That's a very good point. Let me ask the teacher. You're talking about stereotypes.
So I'll give you an example of a stereotype. It would be the worst thing in the world for a white man to get shot near a Dairy Queen. Okay?
It would be worse for a man to be shot anywhere.
No,
it doesn't matter whether it's a Dairy Queen
or a black
barbecue pit. It doesn't matter.
That's right. It's bad to get shot, but it's bad for a white man to get shot at Dairy Queen. Because there they'll go those white people eating their vanilla ice cream.
No,
and there go them black folks.
Well, look at the lady's point is, let's not get shot at all.
Phil, I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing with you at all. I agree with you. I want to keep the violence down. That's why I recommend that.
Well,
black
you're not
going
to do it by saying that somebody going to eat that it's better that white that black kids shouldn't go and get fried chicken. And well, I resent the fact also that you are saying that anyone who eats that you're the only one who eats collard greens and fried chicken and
watermelon. I know you come from the South. I love it. I'm from the South. I know that's what I eat all the time. I know all the southern white people love to eat black food, you know, boiled salmon, everything else. It's not necessarily black food. It's food that we ate in the South.
And if you were at the time, it was
a situation
where there were slavery. But that's not now.
Well, I know.
And it does have nothing to do with it, and let's don't get into the slavery.
No, I don't want to get
no
slavery.
The whole point
now is
violence and how to stop it.
But
and it doesn't matter where you are.
That's right.
And
but
you should be able to go anywhere.
Phil, the whole reason
why
this lady's making a very good point. She's making a good point, Phil. The whole reason why black folks ate collard greens is that's what the white folks threw in the garbage.
No,
it is not what the white folks threw.
We grew those greens and we ate them.
I'm glad that you threw it.
We still stew, and we don't throw them away.
No, I know. I love that food. I'm glad that y'all would throw it out in the dirt, though, for us to eat, you know.
No,
and throw
you're
it out
wrong,
the street,
ma'am.
And the okra
I'm
and
sorry.
Everything.
You
but,
are wrong.
But let's get back to the point. The point
That's
here
right.
is...
You're losing the whole point, which you have never found in the first place.
Well, no, I want to find out where you would prefer to be shot if you were shot.
I don't
want to
be shot anywhere, ma'am.
She already said she doesn't want to be shot.
No, but I'm saying...
Am I
going
to have to pick a place
a
that I'm going to be shot?
But you don't want the reputation of being, you know, a chicken-eating black woman, do you? So if you get shot down at Popeye, ever going to say, well, she looks white, but what's she doing down here eating that crap? That's all.
Well, you're being ridiculous now, okay?
All
I'm
saying
is... she is ridiculous.
You're being ridiculous. And who cares about Kookaroo anyway?
Kookaroo is where all... the gay people are. That's all I'm saying.
What has that got to do with this young girl being killed and shot by a gang member? It would happen possibly anywhere. She happened to be with a gang. If you want to get technical, she shouldn't have been with a gang member anywhere that she would
alleged,
be likely to be shot.
Alleged association with a gangman. That's really going to mess you up. All right, thank you very much, ma'am. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449. What did I just do? I don't know. We'll have to find out here. Gainesville on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes. I was just calling to comment on the response of the lady saying that the lady girl should have went somewhere else opposed to going to Popeye's Chicken to be killed.
Well, all I'm saying is I think it is so wrong for that stereotype to be floating around.
You know, you're reinforcing it by talking about it. Forget about the stereotype.
Yeah.
Fact of the matter is... maybe black folks like eating chicken. You know, why is it a negative stereotype in the first place?
Oh, so you want to see a black man sitting there entertaining you by eating some a leg of chicken, huh? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's not entertaining. If you want to eat chicken, eat chicken. I don't know. But it just doesn't have anything to do with the point at hand, all right?
You agree with that, ma'am?
No, I feel like she's more worried about a black person's reputation, where they get killed, opposed to getting killed
anyway.
Well,
that's about all that we're left with now, isn't it? That's about
not
all we're left with.
We're not talking about the issue.
You're going to have messed up everything
is. The issue is young lady lost her life. And you're so worried about that stereotype, chicken-eating black people. That's, you know, that's
you ever find out
crazy.
You find out where that young boy who shot that teacher, if he had chicken or not.
Who worried about whether he had chicken or he ate chicken or he likes chicken?
Because
it doesn't matter
stereotype.
He committed a crime. We're talking about violence.
What are you worried about? Another chicken-eating black guy shoots a teacher. Is that it?
There you go.
I do not understand your thinking.
My thinking is this, sister. I do not want our young people, good, freshly scrubbed black people, all of a sudden looked on as, well, she's dead. That's sad. Okay, that's a bad thing. But now look what they got. She not only dead, she dead with a chicken bone in her mouth. Well, now, ain't that a fine how do you do?
You know, you can really...
Well,
I have heard everything tonight. First,
get
it
a four-piece a chicken box. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, don't you?
I understand what you're saying, but it's crazy. It doesn't make any sense. I don't even know how you can even get stuck on this girl getting shot at a chicken.
You want to die with a four-piece?
I don't understand it.
You want to die with a four-piece on, is that it?
I don't want to die at all.
All right.
I don't even want to die with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
There you
Goodness,
go.
I don't understand.
See,
your
that'd be a
reasoning.
White man, but that'd be a white man stereotype. He died with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
You know, you have got. You need to really think.
All right.
Something is really screwed up.
Something's wrong here.
Yes, it is.
You see a white man die with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in his hand?
It doesn't matter
after
how you
shot.
Die. The bottom right. line is this lady died.
Thank you, and that it is, and it's a sad occurrence and happens far too frequently. And I think the solution to the problem myself is to put Charlton Heston behind bars. Here is Los Angeles on the Phil Hendry Show.
Man, you're going to get all the white people mad at you on that one.
I don't care. Los Angeles on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Put Charlton. You want to put Ben Hur behind the jail?
Hello.
You think Ben Hur ought to go to jail?
Yes, ma'am. You're on the air.
Oh, I wanted to make a comment. I don't understand how.
How about that Russell Crowe and that Gladiator? You want to see him go to jail too?
I would rather see him go to jail. But
yeah,
anyway, my comment is that
I don't think
Kookaroo is a place where gay people hang out. I go to Kookaroo all the time, and I'm not gay.
Well, there are gay folks that hang there. And you know black people don't get along with gay people.
Black people get along with gay people or don't get along with gay people?
Do not get along.
How do you say that? That's not true.
Black men do not get along with gay people.
There are black people that are gay.
Well, they better keep it low and keep that quiet because all the other brothers, they can laugh at
all. Are you blind? Do you ever go outside? There are plenty of black people that
you
are
show
gay.
Me one gay brother you know about.
Oh, I know a dozen gay black guys.
They go around broadcasting that to all the other
yes,
brothers?
Yes, they
no, I don't
do.
Think they do.
They're flaming.
They flame?
Yes, they're flaming.
Are they hanging at Kukuru?
No,
well,
they don't.
You tell them they have to go over to Kukuru, and all the brothers will get over there, so then we have our fried chicken.
Yeah, and you're hanging out with gay people. Anyway, thank you very much. Thanks, ma'am, for your call. What? Maybe we ought to give away some gift certificates to Kukuru and Popeyes. And let's see, you know, between the two of them, who will never advertise on this show ever. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Will you have enough money to retire? Introducing FinancialEngines.com, the online investment advisory service that reviews your 401k and IRA investments and offers specific personalized advice to help you improve your chances of meeting your financial goals. Your investments, your goals. The advice you get is personalized for you. Take control of your financial future with FinancialEngines.com. Log on today for your free 30-day trial. Offer good through June 16th. Cannot be combined with other promotions.
I'm over 60 and keeping house is important to me. But my aging knees are slowing down and I can't keep up.
As you age, you wear away joint cartilage, reducing mobility. Help rebuild and protect your cartilage with Pain-Free, a natural supplement from Schiff. Pain-Free's extra strength glucosamine and chondroitin helps rebuild cartilage.
Pain-Free helps me keep up so I can keep the house up.
Taken daily, Pain-Free can help you support greater flexibility within 8 weeks.
Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. The 19th Annual Beach Fest is coming June 17th to the Long Beach Marina Green. I'm going to be broadcasting live along with other fine celebrity hosts. Beach Fest is Southern California's largest food and music festival, home of the world-famous KFI Chili Cook-Off. You want to win tickets, you can fax your name, your address, mention you heard this on the Phil Hendry Show to 213-487-0058, 213-487-0058. We're going to have a meeting of the mouths there, and that will be fun, and also a large chili cook-off for everybody to get involved in. So that'll be, like I say, on the 17th. God, man, when am I, are we going on vacation anytime soon? Probably sooner than later? Boy, that'd be a great idea. Why don't we just get out of town for a couple of weeks? See, what did I say to my wife? I pretended like we were wealthy last night, and I said, why don't we just fly off to Wimbledon, dear? And she said, oh, good. And, you know, so we pretended like we were going to just trot right off to Wimbledon and go to the tennis tournament there in that fire trap of a stadium they have. Isn't Wimbledon, anybody here a tennis fan? I'm not, but I get into events. I'm a sports fan in that I'm into events. Like, for instance, I couldn't care less, not even a little bit, about the National Hockey League, but the Stanley Cup playoffs I check out. The NBA, basically the same thing. I don't really get into the regular season of the NBA. Baseball, I would rather take cyanide. I would rather have Dr. Kevorkian strap the mask on and then hold me down while I suffocate than watch baseball. But the World Series, how can you not like that? The only sport that I do follow with any regularity is football, and I live in Los Angeles where there isn't a team. But we do have arena football in L.A., and the Avengers, I understand, are 0-60. So I want to get out there and get a 50-yard line seat for that real quick. I bet you the seats are just, where do they play? They play at Staples Center? See, that's gorgeous. I got to get the kids over there, and then they can complain that it's child abuse. I'm making them sit there and watch an Avengers game. What do you think? It's the only football we got in L.A. is indoor arena-style football, and the Avengers, I don't think, have won a game yet. I could be wrong. I could be very wrong. So I am into events, and that, to me, those are the fun things to do. That's why Wimbledon seemed like an interesting deal, and the last time I actually went to England about 10 years ago, 10, 12 years ago, and I had a friend who was living in Wimbledon, so I walked around the stadium there, and it's a fire trap waiting. Oh, baby, the day that thing goes up, you can warm your hands for miles. Now, they might have done some reconstruction, reconfiguration of that stadium, that Wimbledon stadium, you know, that tennis stadium they got there. Because these cats that are into tennis, they have these places like Forest. Don't they play at Forest Lawn? They play the U.S. Open at a cemetery. They do. They do. Tell me I'm lying. Don't they play the U.S. Open at a graveyard? Forest Lawn. It's what? It's Forest Hills. It's Forest Hills, New York. Okay. I thought they played the U.S. Open near a mausoleum, near the moldering, rotting corpses of, lo, these many great tennis players. So they play that there. But Wimbledon, I got into a cab with this cab driver, was driving me all around London, and this dude said, oh, yeah, sir, Wimbledon, would you like a book of matches? And just go on down there and just light one. This cab driver's giving me the idea to go down to Wimbledon with just a book of matches is all I would need, and that thing would go up like a tinderbox. It's a real old, crapped-out stadium. Does NBC still do that thing with Dick Enberg sticking his kisser outside that little square knothole? They got Dick Enberg in a knothole. Him, and they put him in there with some fat, sweating clown. I don't know who, but he's got to sit in a little tiny booth that's, they haven't updated. See, they don't know from superstructures and super stadiums over there. Over here, we got broadcast facilities. You would live there as an apartment. I know the Georgia Dome in Atlanta has the most magnificent broadcast facility that I've ever seen. Now, I don't, that's been like 7 years since they opened the Georgia Dome. They played the first football game there. It was, I used to go up there to the press box. They had a spiral staircase that went from the coach's seating area up to the press box. And they had a guy sitting behind a counter carving up roast beef and ham, and with the big chef's hats, and all of these slobs would come down from the press box and be belly it up and having like cocktails. Well, I don't know if they had booze, but a lot of them do. Absolutely fantastic. Now, you cut to that, you go over to Wimbledon, where Dick Enberg is sitting there with a paper plate on his knees, and he's got some fat pig like Dan Dierdorf sitting next to him, and they're looking out of a knothole to try and cover the action. It's 163 degrees in there, and they ought to really be privileged that they're sitting there eating strawberries and cream and looking at the queen sweat. And the queen goes to everything dressed in sweatwear. The queen ain't never been to a tennis match, into it. She could go down to Zulu Nation, man. The Queen of England could visit Death Valley, and she'd be wearing a muffler with a long wool skirt. And the sweat and the stench coming off of her in the middle of Death Valley during the Queen's procession, baby, like to set you free. So you can't hang with that. You want to be sitting within three rows of the Queen at Wimbledon? Forget about it. She's wearing a fur cap. Seriously, ever see? Does she ever put on shorts? Wouldn't you just like to see the Queen show up at Wimbledon wearing shorts or something? The hell is this? I'm looking at CNN. It's a Hell's Angels book signing. Anyway, so that's what you got to deal with. Now, I remember when I went to the Georgia Dome, or better yet, down what used to be called Joe Robbie Stadium. It's now Pro Player Park. It might be something else in Miami. They had a very nice press box there, and you could belly up to the bar. You could get royally rat-assed and then go up and do your job. It was great. No, I don't think they got any booze there, but they have guys carving up big slabs of roast beef, big slabs of ham, big arrays of food and stuff. I remember Monday night games, I'd be standing there next to Frank Gifford and Dan Dierdorf or whoever the hell else had come down from their perch up the spiral staircase to stand there trying to get some food, you know. And it's great. I mean, these places, you'd live there, carpeted. And then you'd have to watch the Atlanta Falcons play. So, you know, the trade-offs. Oh, they went to the Super Bowl. When was it? 2 years ago, didn't they? I think they did. You go watch the Atlanta Falcons play football, which was about one of the most sad, depressing. I can't even begin to tell you what it was like to walk in there to a gorgeous ballpark like that and have to watch the Atlanta Falcons play and look at their goofy fans in their black buckskin. See, you know how Raider fans wear black leather jackets? Out there, they wear black buckskin jackets. Black buckskin and cod pieces. Very gay. Then kind of, you know, black leather chaps with nothing on underneath. No, it's actually, I think they wore something. I kept looking. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.